Hey y'all, Star, and you are tuned in to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide, Love and Life. You can find me on all social media platforms under FTAHHR, YouTube, Bandcamp, Apple Music, all of those. Peace.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide.
And this is the one and only Miss Star. They already heard about you before they getting to meet you because I talk about you all the time. So
all the time.
Aww. I'm just saying, if they say something about a, you know, female MC, I'd be like, oh, y'all hit the Star, right? Y'all heard Star? Oh, no. Nah. Oh, okay. Well, you know.
So. Every show.
It ain't every show. Come on, man. There she goes. I mean.
Every show.
I know you probably
Facebook.
Is every show.
I've seen you on Facebook,
IG.
I haven't
been on Facebook in a very long time. So
it's
yeah.
IG is the one I think I'm seeing you the most.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Facebook page, but I don't use it. I had it shut down for like a year.
Oh wow.
So for the people who really don't know or might have been, you know, not, you know, hip hop savvy for the last however umpteen years you've been doing this, just tell those people a little bit how you got your start and a little bit about you.
I mean, the most people are going to know about me from MF Doom, so we could start there because the other stuff is kind of irrelevant. If they weren't in Atlanta, they wouldn't know, but most people would have heard of me from MF Doom. I've been on 3 MF Doom albums.
Vibing natural game, no ring, no chain, still bringing the pain. I'm still dope, got no choice but to cope. Listen, take notes, I'm showing you the ropes. Still dope, a very high dosage. My approach is lights out, when there's no choice.
I'm still dope, even if the bag ain't coach. Even if I don't smoke till the hydro roach. I'm still dope, rock a thrift store coat and a fresh pair of moccasins. Comfortable for walking in, no A&R marketing. This is my reality, still dope, power walk, burning off the calories. Fact and not fallacy, metal face family. Imminent fatality, taking us too casually. I got it, it's cool, just part of this school. And I'm acing the lesson this time, so quit stressing. Still dope, vibrant natural game. No ring, no chain, still bringing the pain. Still dope, got no choice but to cope. Listen, take notes, I'm showing you the ropes. Still dope, very high dosage. My approach is lights out, Buenos Noches. Hold my glasses so I can get critic. Send them home, tail tuck, holding they did it. Cold as a Guinness, one punt miss. Yo, chill, watch the table, a fish might flip. Crack jokes, spit, hop mad ish. That's what it's made for, cop that quick. Drop that Vic, Butterfingers, oopsie. Signed away your publishing for Jordans and a Lucy. The old one, Toosie, solo, not groupie. All over they ass like sweats by Juicy. Cats is puss like Zagwa and Morris. Stay spitting lines, there is no chorus. Deploying the troublesome, sleeping bubblegum. That's a double gum. Hum if you feel where I'm coming from. Do it to your lips and them, you gotta go for it. I stay moving forward, I baby bear courage. Knick-knack, paddywhack, all your critics. This dime on the grind when it comes to the spinach. Conquer the end. It's just like Sid Flo, not a nympho, empress official. She rock mics, you wait to exhale. She rock shows like DMC rock gazelles. She rock shells, manicured nails. Rock for every bell with a spliff to inhale. Holding she own cone of homegrown shrubbery. Won't go hungry, the flow too lovely. Leaving grills dented on the sous vide rented.
This is Side Hustle Radio Worldwide.
R.I.P. MF Doom. But you went by a different name then, too, right?
I was always Star, but those different name changes were his doing, like Angelica on Food, that was Doom's doing, and then Empress Star was also his doing on Born Like This.
But came so ill, he got skill. Met a brother from the grill that gave my spine chills. All 33 nerves, controlling my curves. Common sense just swerved every time I got served. Stress, frustration, empty rhetoric. Cold as winter in Connecticut. Compassion like in deficit. Thought it was love like sent from above. You're not a soulmate. With ways and actions of a primate. Ruled by lower senses, coming faker than extensions. Pissed away all good intentions. Out of his sister was missing. Intuition, maybe it was me, I couldn't see. Holding on to fantasy, getting bitten by reality.
War wounds, purple heart, love veteran. to forget the hurt.
Well, it's nice to meet you after all this time and hearing your name so many times from Buka. I love the way that you spell your name and how the two H stands for hip hop. And from you being from Atlanta, and you have such a New York feel to you.
Right.
And
yeah.
How did that? I mean, did you study MCs from New York, or is it just a natural talent that you have? But you yourself sound so New York.
Mm-hmm. So I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. I moved to Atlanta mm-hmm. when I
That's
was
even more wild.
Was 12. I never had a really pronounced Southern accent, though. I always mm-hmm. spoke real, like the way I talk. This is how I have talked my whole life. Most of my influences were definitely East Coast, although I was influenced by Ice Cube, N.W.A., Hieroglyphics.
And you also said some Bay Area too, so
right.
Well, I have so many questions.
Because I never had a really pronounced accent, I could really mm-hmm. take on anybody's accent, and I was heavily influenced. I always give it up. I was heavily influenced by New York, the Mecca. I have a lot of my peers, men that I dated, I was immersed in that culture mm-hmm. right around the time I started rhyming. So, I mean, I've always told people, you know, where I'm from. I've never said I was from anywhere else. That's just, that's my gift of speaking in tongues. That's just when I started rhyming, that's my rapper voice. It chose me.
Hey, and what artists the Bay Area influences you?
Hiro, Del, Casual, Souls of Mischief, Saphir. I like Too Short. I listened to Too Short when I was younger. So, yeah. The Coup. So, yeah, I listen to hip hop from everywhere. But because I had those close knit relationships, I was a sponge and I absorbed. I mean, if you're around people, the way they talk, all kind of things, they're gonna rub off on you. So I just took what I liked and I remixed it and made it mine, and never fronted like I was from somewhere other than I was from, which is the key. I always told people I'm from Atlanta, I'm from Memphis. I got a song called Grit. I'm Southern, but I don't meet the Southern stereotype. So I never had a heavy Southern accent. My family doesn't either. We just, you know, everybody speaks real proper. So
I don't know if you've seen these videos on Instagram, but since you had a song called Grits, I just thought I'd ask you, do you put sugar on grits?
No, ma'am. Salt, pepper, sometimes Old Bay season.
Okay. There's these viral videos going around that saying they don't put sugar on grits, and some people say they do, so that's why I thought I asked you.
No, ma'am. And I don't ever put sugar on grits. Salt, pepper. Okay.
Pepper. Cayenne. Right? All day.
Okay. So what was that feeling when you caught Chuck D's attention?
I was really surprised, actually, because I didn't know that would be the song that would be the one, you know what I mean? You just never know what, because I didn't really like that song initially when I recorded it. That's why I sat on it for so long. Mm-hmm. Chuck had played, you know, they had played my music before on Rap Station. So I did get a shout out from him before, but like that level, like the way he was pushing that song, like I was his artist. I mean, that really blew me away. I just had to pinch myself a couple of times because I didn't make that song with the intent of it doing what it did. So it really shocked me.
And we are talking about Barbarella.
Yes.
This woman named Star, S-T-A-H-H-R, and also DJ Crazy Bizarro. Yo, man, she did this cut called Barbarella.
They ain't ready, steady aim at the target. I'm flooding the market, a break from the garbage. An artist, sensitive about mind pardon. No margin for error, flawless beware. The black cat goddess, you
walking with a panther.
Painting these pictures with words like Samantha MacGyver. Alchemy on the track, make it lava. And I won't stop rocking
till I retire.
Single lover plural, she break numero uno. Colder than Juno, judo chop, sumo squat. Not that regular degular, so stop comparing her. MC Predator, close but no comparing her.
dark matter in the form of a light body.
Want me to simplify it? You cannot harm me. Not here to debate who's better or great. I'm dissing the fate and serving the plates.
They gotta eat that.
The beast back, blood gate, she unleashed that. Ease back, you don't know where my peeps at. I keep that heat that'll light your soul up. Talking about Kundalini, this the glow up. The beast back, blood gate, she unleashed that. Ease back, you don't know where my peeps at. I keep that heat that'll light your soul up. Talking about Kundalini, this the glow up.
This is opulence.
Focused and confident, competent, equipped to hold my own on any continent. More sauce than condiments. Incontinent, I'm pissing on conglomerates.
Vomited.
At peace like salam with it. Melanin dominant, immune to the ominous.
I remain carminant.
Nefertiti rocking nice down medallion. Endurance of a stallion. Spinach with the scallions. High profile and Mr.
Rook on the Allen.
Backed by a battalion. $1 million smiling. East, west, north, south, I covered all of it. Here to build like the God's hole in Parliament. Infidels and charlatans bringing out the barbarous. That marvelous.
It's Barbarella spit, so it's obvious.
Scimitar liberate heads from shoulders. They losing composure.
Was I supernova?
The beast back, blood gate, she unleashed that. Ease back, you don't know where my peeps at. I keep that heat that'll light your soul up. Talking about Kundalini, this to glow up. The beast back, blood gate, she unleashed that. Ease back, you don't know where my peeps at. I keep that heat that'll light your soul up. Talking about Kundalini, this to glow up.
Barbarella mean to you? Because I Googled it, but I wanted to know.
So in the 70s, there's a Jane Fonda movie. It's kind of a futuristic movie. The super heroine is Barbarella. So I played on bars. You know, MCs have bars. So to me, that is what Barbarella is about.
Okay, so I did get that. I did get, she was the 41st century, like somewhat of a Wonder Woman, but her own Superwoman.
And,
so,
and that's me as an MC, like with the bars.
This is what I got when I looked at the Urban Dictionary. The best girl anyone will ever meet. Beautiful, kind, loving, emotional, musical, great voice, and stands out. That's what I got from the Urban Dictionary.
Wow.
So since you don't like to be labeled as a female MC, you just a female that rap. So are you the Barbarella?
I mean, yeah, because that's why, you know, Barbarella is like an evolution of star.
Mm-hmm.
Like once I have reached my final form as an MC. You know, in a superhero posture. But yeah, I hate the female MC thing, but I know that this, you know, the world we live in. So it's like, what are you going to do? They're going to categorize it. There's nothing we can do to prevent it. So, but, you know, it is what it is.
For me, just as a favor for me, I like to let them see why you're Barbarella, and so you can wake them up. So all the people who really don't know you, I want them to really know you. So could you just give us a quick 8 or 16 something, just slay it for them one time to let them know, like, that you're more than a female MC, that you are really an MC. Like, one time.
Because I heard that.
Put me on
I heard that.
Day.
I heard that.
On the level, okay. Like the heart in your chest, I suggest. I think about it till it manifests all jest. Because I fell back, I fell off so far off the beaten path. It's the rugged aftermath. New grass growing. Aura light flowing. Heart on a sleeve. It's all right. Breathe. The world keeps spinning. Lost in the rhythm. That is all I got. That's all I'm giving.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. I'm so sorry. I just know what you're capable of, and I talk about you so much. I just want the whole rest of the world and all the people watching to get familiar and get hip. Because, like I said, I met you like 2009, and from then to now, like, it's two people that I say have elevated, like, from that point when I first met them to now, and that's you and John Robinson. Like, I don't know how y'all keep reinventing yourself and coming up with all these levels of styles and flipping these. What is your inspiration? Like, I just, because I watch you grow. I watch the growth. So
I mean, to be honest with you, my inspiration these days like ebbs and flows because I'm focused on something other than music. So on a daily basis. So my inspiration has actually really been lacking over the past few years, believe it or not. But I'm inspired by different things. I mean, it could be, you know, traveling will sometimes do it. Life experience, maybe hearing some music, not necessarily hip hop, but it's something that is, you know, very well written, well composed. It's just, I don't have any particular one thing that inspires me. So I can narrow it down to one thing. It could really be anything.
Okay, well, you said everything is energy. So what type of energy brings on your creative flow? So
it just depends. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes negative things will do it. Like if I'm going through something really trying in life or heartbreak, you know, disappointment, that'll sometimes do it.
Dudes in your DM will do it.
Nah, they don't inspire me to write.
Okay.
Nah, that's not a
only to block. Like,
go, right. Going through things, I mean, I would say, this is a kind of difficult question to answer. The right production above all will do it. I mean, because, you know, the beat is really essential. Sometimes you can write, but then you can write something and never find the right beat for it. But if the right music is there, then the ideas flow very easily.
Okay. And considering everything that's been going on, are you still advocating for justice?
I always advocate for justice regardless.
I mean, like that. Yeah, like I'm talking about some of these high-profile cases that have been going on. So have you taken part in any of those?
Not directly, because I just feel like that's not my place to be out in the street. I think that's more for the youth, because this is their time and their era. Like, I had my time when I was out here marching for Mumia and Troy Davis. I think if you're organizing and strategizing, there's many different ways that you can be effective and help. You don't always have to be on the front line in photograph. You know, it's a lot of work being done behind the scenes. There are people who, you know, are donating money to keep these things going. I think it's really where, you know, everybody has to find a place where they fit. And I feel like I had my time to be on the front line, and that is not my position anymore. I fight from a different angle now.
It all flows together. We ain't even touch yet. Feeling like forever. Looking at your smile, your dimples make it better. I am in the presence of a king like Coretta. Can't explain how it feels. It's written on my face, kinda hard to conceal. Excited trying to fight it, but what if this is real? Everything is energy and yours give me chills. From 1,000 miles away, I would say more, but what more can I say? I dreamt about this happening just the other day. Plus it's a full moon, it's no time to play. I don't believe in coincidence, Oracle predicted it. Spirit is specific with signs are significant, intuition intricate. Word to my mother, chocolate boy wonder, the lock and the key, maybe here's my number.
You're like just like mine, bright as the sunshine. You plus me, baby, for a lifetime.
This is what they write songs about. This is real love, I have no doubts.
You're like just like mine, bright as the sunshine. You plus me, baby, for a lifetime.
This is what they write songs about. This is real love, I have no doubts.
It all flows together, moving as a team, we only getting better. We fell right in line when no stars aligned. Kicked fear to the rear, now we doing just fine. Found the needle in the haystack, A-Black. Love, we go way back, sunroof, top with the A-track. Heavenly, star child, mothership connection. Loyalty, honesty, love and affection. Protection, balance, we handle every challenge. Never missing a beat, take the sour with the sweet. Swept me off of my feet, now the cipher complete. Third eye vision, ain't nothing missing. Guided by wisdom, my woman's intuition. The ebb and the flow, correspondence and rhythm. Complimentary, the real, not pretend to be. My whole life preparing me, we got the right polarity.
Your night just like mine, bright as the sunshine. You plus me, baby, for a lifetime.
This what they write songs about. This is real love, I have no doubts.
Your light just like mine, bright as the sunshine. You plus me, baby, for a lifetime.
This what they write songs about. This is real love, I have no doubts.
Advice you would give a MC trying to get where you are right now?
I just stay true to yourself and make sure that you have the resources that you need to successfully do this, since record labels are really not signing people like they used to. You need to make sure that you have the capital and the resources to record, to promote, to press up music, to get merch made. If you have to pay your way on a tour, you definitely need to have that. And also, learn about the music business so that you're not having unrealistic expectations. You know, protect your intellectual property and be true to yourself. Like, don't try to do stuff just because it, you know, is trendy and you see it work for other people. I mean, it's not like I intended to be someone that was from the South that sounded like they were, you know, from the North, but that's just how the music came through me and that worked for me. And that may not work for everybody else, because I still have to be able to back that up when I'm questioned. You know what I'm saying? So it works for me because I have all my ducks in a row. You just have to be true to yourself and find your own voice. I mean, a lot of us start, we're trying to sound like other people, we're doing this, we're doing that. But once you get comfortable and you find your niche and you find your lane, just ride that out. And just like with Chuck D jumping onto that song, I didn't send that song to Chuck and ask him to play it or, you know, anything. He listened to that song, he loved it, and he did all that promotion because of the way that song made him feel. So it was organic. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that I paid for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if people would just not look at other people's success and then try to duplicate it, because things work for people because they were for them. You have to find what's for you. So that's how I would tell anyone, like, really be really clear about why you're doing it and what you want, and then, you know, set goals, you know, get your 1 year, your 5 year, your 10 year plan. And how are you gonna, you know, get from point A to point B? Because everybody's not gonna go viral on social media. Everyone's not gonna, you know, meet, you know, a record label exec in a parking lot and give them a demo and they're gonna listen to it and wanna sign them. It's just not the reality for everyone. So you gotta do what works for you.
Where did the energy, not the energy, but what inspired you to create No Doubts?
I'm a hopeless romantic. So that was just me, like, wow, in a perfect world, I would meet a guy and this is how it will go down. And hopefully that will work at some point. It's almost worked a lot of times, but it didn't work all the way. So I'm still trying to recreate it in real life. I've come close, but I have not successfully.
Do you think like, you being a MC and you're I mean, I'm not gonna say your profession, because you have another job that you do, But do you think that maybe guys are intimidated by the fact that you're, you know, such a dope MC, or, you know, that you have a lot of friends in the music business? Or do you think some of that might come into play, or not really?
I think they're intimidated by me because of the woman that I am. Being an MC is like a small part of that. So, because I've met men that don't even know that I rap. So, because I don't tell them. So I think that, you know, men are definitely intimidated by me. I've been told I'm intimidating. So I guess I don't know why.
I could tell. I could tell. You see, you have a strong presence. You say what you mean and mean what you say.
So. Most of the time. But I mean, I also know how to turn that off. But I think that because of the things I've been through, I can be a little bit more guarded. Mm-hmm. And that may be read wrong, but, you know, that's a defense mechanism. So, I mean, when people get to know me, all of that melts away. So.
And how do you like I said, you have a basically a 9-to-5. I mean, you're a mom. I mean, you put videos out on the regular pretty much. I mean, you always got something cooking. I mean, you know, how do you just keep going and find the time to do everything that you need to do? Like,
I don't know. by the grace of the Most High.
Right.
You know, a lot of the stuff is done in advance. So by the time it's being seen, it's, you know, a lot of time has passed. Because a lot of the music, I mean, like the music I put out last year was like 3 years, for me, 3 years old, for y'all new. So, you know, the thing about music and, you know, visuals and stuff, you could have it, you know, just sitting in the cut for a minute before you actually release it. But it's a balancing act. I mean,
nasty, even with a head start, still couldn't pass me. You could copy slang, but can't copy game. That is all ingrained. Liquid gold flowing through my veins. Strange tongue, honey coated. Spit scripture, you can quote it. L make the laws and enforce them. Awesome, you whores wanted more from Nzinga with bars. No Wizard of Oz could help you, melt you. Goes around, comes around. That's what life dealt you. Royal flush these bastards. Ice down medallions. Steady like Betty, love them. Strong like Malcolm. Manifest organically. Everything fresh. Working on my patience. Deep breathing, low stress. I confess, I was a mess. Tell them turn the bass up. Never used to lace blunts. Chain smoke black though. Everyday juice. Stay lit as Tabasco. Running after niggas instead of focusing on figures. 4 classes from my bachelor's. Should have been had my master's. Short attention span. Skipping over basics. Trying to blend in. Longing for my spaceship. I've been on this spaceship. Word to Dr. York. Many choices on this road. I'm standing at the fork. Think long, think wrong. So many factors. Back on my bullshit. Call a chiropractor. Set it straight. Adjust it till you feel you could trust. Looking for the right words, got me feeling flustered. So much to say, even more to do. Everything real though, nothing brand new. Just refine and shine, your girl done got better. Thought about quitting, but this pride wouldn't let her. Not talking about ego, you rocking with a lioness. The crown and the throne, the entire empire next.
What am I listening to right now? DMX.
Yeah.
Word up. Oh, word up.
Yeah. And I think we all are. Salute. Yeah, definitely.
Salute. But, yeah, definitely.
As far as like hip hop, R&B, a mixture, old school, new school.
I don't listen to music as much as people would probably think. The latest hip hop that I've purchased is Benny the Butcher, Plugs I Met Too, and Rome Streets and DJ Muggs. Those are the last two things that I purchased.
So people ain't even hit the Rome Streets. Like, I mean, you just said some of my Rome Streets is dope. I mean, you know, like I said, but the big thing though is you caught the attention of somebody. I don't know if you had a relationship with this person or not, or you caught the attention of them and kind of something happened organically, but you're cooking up something with a legendary producer. Can you speak about that a little bit?
So yes, me and Pete Rock. I did not know Pete. Pete sought me out. When I put No Doubts out, he reposted it. Hip Hop Junkie on Instagram had posted the video and he followed her. So he saw the video and he reposted it. And like January, his brother reached out to me and was like, yo, my brother is looking for you. He wants to work. And so I was like, well, here's my number, give it to him. And he called me that night and we talked. He's like, yo, I want to work with you. Like, let's do something. And so I flew up to New York like the next month. And we recorded our first joint just to see what the chemistry was like, and we're working on an album now. So it happened very organically, you know. Nobody, once again, I wasn't like sending him music, asking him to listen to it. He heard something, he liked it, he inquired, he found me, we linked. It was that simple.
That's phenomenal.
So, was he down to earth? Like,
very, like, yeah, very cool, very humble, very respectful.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very cool.
That's a walking hip hop.
I was doing the whole weekend.
You was pissing yourself to make sure you was real, huh?
I mean, it was amazing. Like, we got into the studio, like, the first beat he played for me was the one. And I had something already that went with it, and I added another verse, wrote the chorus. I laid that in, like, two takes. He stacked the chorus, and it was done. They did a light mix on it before I left, and, you know, we were just like, all right, we're doing an album. I mean, it was that simple. Like, our chemistry is incredible, so.
Wow.
And, I mean, he's a producer, you know, so I'm there. He's got the beat. He's adding the bass line to it as I'm writing my next verse, so I get to watch him work, you know, constructing, you know, this beat around what I'm doing. Just incredible. I mean, that's like a bucket list item for me. Like, he's in my top three favorite producers of all time. So I just couldn't even. And then it happened around my birthday too. I went up my birthday weekend, so that was like my birthday present.
Right.
You know, just, I mean, there's nothing present that could really top that.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that project. That's for sure. Whenever it drops, like,
yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it too. Because again, like, that was the inspiration that I needed, because though that his production, I mean, I have been, you know, been writing. It got me, it got my pen moving again.
Is there I know you have a lot of fans, and with all those fans, is there something that your fans could do to continue to show you mass support? Like, if it was something right now that somebody said, I love your music, what can I do to show you the support? Watch videos, download music.
They could buy the music, they could share the links, they could, you know, go to YouTube and subscribe, watch the videos. I mean, that's, you know, that you can't really ask for much more than that.
Where can they buy the music at, Star?
Most of the music is available on all digital service providers, but everything is on my Bandcamp, and that's star starstahhr.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. So the whole discography is there. I have a lot of features too, so you know, that's going to be on the different, you know, whatever different artists that I work with. But as far as, you know, my own music, the Bandcamp is the best place. I know a lot of people have iPhones, they don't want to go through the trouble of downloading and whatever, but you can add that stuff to your iPhone, to your music library too. But I do have most of the new music is also on all of the digital service providers. So
Gonzalez, was that your song, or was that you know, that's my joint. Like, you know, I man, that joint, like, listen, you feel me? I'm like, yo, that joint is mean. I'm gonna get it to you so you can play it, DePoise, on the station.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna send. I'll get you some music over, definitely. So you can rock some star.
When did you begin, like, know that you were gonna be an MC? Like, what happened? You were freestyling somewhere, and you said, "Yo, I can do this." You know, I can hang with the big dogs.
Yeah, I probably got really serious around like 96. I mean, I knew I had it in 94, but I was still a little intimidated. But around 96 or 97, when I was actually, you know, doing it more in public and I performed for the first time and I got, you know, comfortable being on stage, that was around the time. I was like, yeah, I need to do this.
Mm. All right. Yeah, well, thank you, and we definitely appreciate you, and sure. Like Buka said, keep pushing. We're gonna be looking for that Pete Rock venture. Mm. And I think Nas is right here.
We're gonna keep
Woo,
come on now.
Yeah.
We get into existence now.
He gonna catch
you. Come on. Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much. Keep us. Next time I'm in the city, I hit you up.
Please, it was so nice meeting you.
We love you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh,
enjoy your
evening.
Too.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Crate Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
Y'all better know what it is.
Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet just planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good gang, peeps all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is boot lasts the longest, so news the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't no future in your front. I never got caught with a kilo, and if you ever do, yo, it'll never be with me. Yo, serving in a Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Black on black Benzo, we'll get it up a meal. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play, go grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see E's sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat. Hardy, meet your homeboy Marty at a B.O.B. Party taking over, barking like a dog named Rover. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. Ain't biting words on the mic, they some cobras. So now they saying egg breeders get no.
Rockin' with my man DJ Buka.
Relax.
your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sterminator. Destroying a ploy when your rhymes in the void. Never sweating your girl, YP, cause she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax. Maintain MCs while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Not worry about the thing, cause we can see what's not gonna turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-double-E-double-E.
I want your brother to stick with me. 5 years ago when I was in high school, no bills to pay, I used to say to myself, life was cool. I had a roof over my head and a part-time job, slamming all that obese burger stand. Washington High was the school I attended, till 87 graduation came and I wasn't with it. Kicked out the house at the age of 18, no money for college, so how should I handle things? I tried to go the so-called right way and went to a JC, but I wasn't getting paid. I'm working at a chicken stand now with the chicken on a spring at the top of my hat getting cramped. I gotta pay my rent, but my job ain't cutting it. So now I'm drinking gin, saying here's my alternative. To either keep doing what I do and don't trip, or go up by get y'all and come up on the grip. So like anybody else, I went and bought a gun, pulling burgers at night, and now I'm counting my funds. Eat three times a day and drive a coupe on Dana's. Cruising through the alley, bumping Ohio plates. Yo, now you can say what you want, but I was taught on the streets that if a brother didn't work, then he didn't need.
Something kind is for weakness. Focus on the funk and listen while I freak this. Subject of survival, gotta stay alive. I gotta eat, so I do or die. I'm not a full-time cook, but I was born black. So if I wanna eat, sometimes I gotta jack. So jack, I will then go get some breakfast. A foot in the grave and the other on a horse clip. Money ain't everything, but neither is brokenness. Give me a knife, cause I can't live off happiness. Once a brother said I can't work for the white con, standing on the corner in a suit line. Said he's too black, too strong, ain't done nothing yet. Waiting on the field for his government relief check.
Now here we go. Y'all gotta play this, cause the others are so scared to say this. Now tell me, what am I supposed to do about a sucker like you who ain't never paid dues? Slapper, hip happer, you're getting whacker. Your girl better step or just might jack her. Smack her like a gangster, but I don't bang against suckers like you. For thick gold change, you don't deserve it. So take it off of your neck, cause God, you ain't coming correct. What's this? A sucker duck holding a mic. Like Keith Sweat says, something just ain't right. Seems nowadays everybody wanna be a rapper. Down with crews, but they ain't never paid dues. Suckers, perpetrating, playing hardcore punks. I bet you worked at a flower store. You know what eats me up the most? Is when a sucker just started and thinks he's high post. You ain't paying and doing your life, talking about a new style. You know what you sound like? KRS, Chuck D, Kumo S1. Yelling on the mic like your name is Run. You's a peon when I bought a pair of leaves. Now all of a sudden you supposed to be an MC. Yo, that's whack, it just ain't right. You only stood on one stage in your whole damn life. Now you want respect, hey yo, you's a fool. Everybody wanna rap, but they ain't paid dues.
With my man DJ Booker.
I'm a
but heavy, he sticks to you. A new type of tuning, rising, zooming. When I need a cat, I see Scott for proper grooming. I'ma go on and blow on and turn my microphone on. They blow on to make sure the sound is strong. So y'all get up, keep your head up, and then cheer up. Heavens in the front, the boys in the back, I pull the rear up. MC's in my path, I was steadily packed. Heavy D's in effect. We more bounce to the out. Check what I'm saying, you'll be happy like a faggot in jail. Whatever's playing, no complaining necessary. Cause on the contrary, I'm being whack, I will react. And others I will bury, I'm coming on strong. Are you stutter with the butter? Description of my rhyme? Butter, better yet milky, smooth and silky. Don't applaud your fraud, you wasn't with me. When I started rapping, you wasn't even tapping. Now that I'm done, you pat me on the back and say what's happening. I love the rhymes you announce, heavy D's in effect. We're more fast to the out.
Words, words, the phrase, the paragraph. Heed math as Jay begins class. The triumphs of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scroll straight to the verse. God to God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? For the cause I never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in an instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees, comprehend. A man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. Forever.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
Now we got the one and only JC with Word on the Street.
Man, it's so much right now. So let's start on an upbeat. Like Tina Turner and Jay-Z are amongst the this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. And I think Tina Turner is she's overdue to be put in
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she's overdue to be put in there. So, did y'all hear that Maya Angelou?
Hold on, real quick. Sorry to interrupt you. So, you said Jay-Z and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
What about LL? I thought I heard somebody say.
I think LL got in there this year too.
Okay. I thought he did.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me go back. I know Bone Thugs is from Cleveland, but
how did they beat them in there?
Right. I understand that they should go for representing Cleveland, but still.
That's a good question.
Bone Thugs is in there?
Yeah. They've been in there.
That's a good question of how they beat people like years. LL Cool J in there. I don't know. Wow. Maybe it's only who you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
So Maya Angelou is going to be the new face on the quarters.
That's super dope. That's super dope. When they dropping, I need about $100 worth of them.
It didn't say when they was dropping, but when you get your $100 worth, give me $100 worth. So
I need them quarters. They might be worth something one day. You feel me? The first bat.
Man. Yeah, and then Tank says that he's going deaf in one ear, his left ear, and the right ear is slowly fading away too. So let's send some prayers out for him. I think that's sad, but I hear that it's common in like artists. Do you think it's because of the loud music?
I mean, that's what they would probably say. I mean, I don't really know.
He actually did an update video saying that they were saying that it was like, vertical? Said it was
people
that.
Hey, I'm half deaf because I listen to music all loud, listen to music all the time. So, what'd you say? I don't know.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been named one of NBA's Justice Award.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah.
Salute Kareem.
So, LeBron James card, I guess his little sports card, breaks the record for the most expensive basketball card ever sold. But it didn't say what it sold for, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do y'all think about
it? It was his rookie card, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Man. Did y'all hear about the massage therapist engaging in sex with five Ohio State football players?
I saw it on your page.
Yeah, so some people saying that it shouldn't even matter because everybody was grown. But you know how they...
So is that guys with a girl or what? Is that like, yeah. Was the massage therapist a female?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She engaged with sex with the basketball, with the football
players? Yeah, with the football players. So Deshaun Watson saying there is no settlement talk being put on the table for all his accusers. Do you think that's dumb or do you think he should really ride it out?
If you're innocent, I say take it to the box, man. If you're really innocent and you didn't do it, why settle and why have that astigmatism on you attached to you that you gotta, you know what I mean?
But you gotta see what we dealing with though. Can you? Is this really something you can beat when you see like your Bill Cosby's and like, is this something that he even want a chance though?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, the conviction got to lie within.
People gonna say what they want to say anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's
if he paid or if he beat it, anything.
Yeah, he's still probably gonna lose. He's in a lose-lose situation all the way around. Take right. the deal, pay it up to pay the money. Don't take the deal, don't pay the money. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he, I mean, because he's gonna lose from endorsements and his what his NFL career or whatever it was anyway. So
right,
lose, man.
So I told y'all about comedian Gary Owens' wife and them divorcing, and she's asking for $44,000 a month. Do you think that's too much?
$44,000 a month?
Yes.
Hell yeah, that's too much.
I didn't even think he was that popular.
I didn't even think he had that much money, but $44,000.
Right. I felt like most of his material was about her anyway, being married to a black woman. Mm-hmm. So,
not $44,000. That's more than what Dre's wife won, ain't it?
Well, who? No, she wanted $2 million, $200 million.
Dre's wife won per month. What did Dre's wife want?
What did she want a month?
I don't know.
She wanted 200. Well, he gave her 200 million, but she wanted more than that. So
yeah, $44,000. Either way,
it was a lot. So did y'all see when Jake Paul snatched Floyd Mayweather's hat?
Oh man!
The fact that he said "I got your hat" and took off running—that was so childish. But the whole time I'm thinking, this is who he was actually fighting. That's the brother. He wasn't even fighting this guy, but
that's funny.
He ended up with a black eye, so
yeah,
he said
funny.
That the security guard gave it to him. The security gave it to him. So, but now they are banned from he's banned from the fight. So I wonder, can they do that? Isn't this Jake Paul's and them like event?
It's an exhibition. It's an exhibition fight.
Yeah, but I thought that Jake Paul and them had something to do with it because Romeo and Bow Wow was talking about get Jake Paul on the phone so they can schedule something. So I thought maybe they had something to do with it. So Nas has a movie out that he produced called Monsters, and it's out on Netflix. He got ASAP Rocky on there.
Is it about Monster Cody?
Who's that?
Monster Cody, the gangster?
Nah.
You know Monster Cody, the big gang.
But that wasn't, it ain't about that at all. But it starts off slow and it's kind of sad. So I don't want to give it away.
Is it a worth watch or no?
It is, because Nas produced it. Yeah, so Drake has a scented candle out. And y'all, what?
Not no nail polish.
No, he got a candle. He got a candle out.
Now they gonna start putting out candles. Come on.
Remind me of Google nail polish.
Remember Erykah Badu released a candle that smelled like her vagina?
I heard about that.
But I'm just saying, candles been in. Mm-hmm. Now the nail polish is popping. But on top of that, Machine Gun Kelly, he had his girlfriend who was going away to shoot a movie put some of her blood in a little vial, and he wears it as a necklace. Yeah. Ridiculous. I wanted to say, just stick to nail polish. Just stick. What are you doing? Yeah, he said he was going to miss her that bad. Like, okay. So Matt Barnes said he will fight Ocho Cinco. I heard Matt Barnes could throw down, so... But they still haven't announced who was going to fight them. So that would probably be something good to watch. I'll put my money on Matt Barnes. Huh?
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'll put my money on Matt Barnes, though. Yep. So did you know MF Doom and Czarface had new music that dropped? Mm-mm. Yeah, it dropped last week. DMX, Exodosis. Album is set to drop on the 28th
of this month.
Yeah, I think today is Janet Jackson's birthday. She turned 55, and she auctioned off over 1,000 personal items, and the money is to go to charity. Yeah, 55. She looks great for 55.
And she's setting up. Look like Penny from Good Times. I saw her on your page. She looked like Penny from Good Times. I'm like, man. She'll look young. Like, good for 55.
55, anyway. I know. So, J. Cole, you know, he dropped his new album.
I like it.
But did y'all know that he signed up to play basketball in Rwanda?
I heard about that.
And his first game was today.
Oh.
And he looked great. They said he was out there passing like Magic Johnson. Yeah, he looked good. Yep. I seen a little clip of it. Well, I didn't watch the whole game. I just seen a clipping of it. So, I wonder how that worked. I wonder how much he was paid. Like, that's Africa. You just dropped a new album.
That's probably why he hurried up and dropped that new album, because he knows it's
fucking
well. You didn't like the album, did you, DePoy?
They said that album is blazing.
I like it. I think it's dope.
I haven't heard nothing.
You don't like some of them trap drums under there. Yeah. That's what DePoy's ain't like. He's tired of that. He could have real drums, huh?
Yeah.
So shout out to Breonna Daniels, the first African American woman to become a NASCAR pit crew member. That's dope.
That's dope.
And
you already know.
And did y'all know that the Little Caesars founder, Mike Ilitch, paid Rosa Parks rent for over 10 years?
Wow.
Huh?
Yep. And then when somebody broke into her home in Detroit and beat her up, he moved her from that apartment to somewhere else, to a better area, and continued to pay for her rent until she passed away.
Wow, really?
The founder of Little Caesar. Wow. Yeah, I thought that was pretty dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, so the guy that killed Pop Smoke, that's how old he was.
16.
15 years old.
Damn.
15.
Yeah.
They got him?
They got him. But more than likely, he won't do no real time. Not unless they charge him as an adult, and I very seriously doubt that.
15?
15 years old. Yeah.
Did they say the reason behind it or anything? Did they just say
Pop Smoke had, somehow I think he posted something that showed his address and that they were going to rob him. That was it. They were going to rob him. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Check the show on Hustle Brand TV on YouTube.